Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by George Herbert from Epiphan Video. George, appreciate you coming out today.
No, thank you.
So what do you guys have in store for ISE 2019?
So this year, we were really excited to start showing off some new integration opportunities with our hardware platforms. So a lot of people, including Rave Pubs in the past, are familiar with our Pearl family of hardware encoders, live streaming, recording, that sort of thing. This year, we just added a direct integration for Kaltura, which is a content management system.
Okay.
And it's a system that is widely used in large enterprise, but more importantly for us, in education. So universities, places like that, heavily use Kaltura as their content management systems. So being able to directly integrate our streaming and recording appliance as an asset within Kaltura means it can be scheduled and automated and all these other cool things to run classrooms in pretty much any university, provided they're using Kaltura, of course. and of course, we have others planned in the future for that type of integration as well. So we're really excited about that. And
yeah.
So far, our visitors to the booth this week, first couple of days, have been really excited about it as well. So we're happy to see that.
It does sound like a very cool platform that you're working on. I support several classrooms back at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And right now, lecture capture, classroom recording, that
it's
is
huge.
The thing.
It's massive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody wants it. And they also want it to be easy, too.
Exactly.
So what's your approach to make my life and the end user's life easy?
Well, the main thing to make it easy, our Pearl products are already very easy to use. But when we start to integrate with those content management platforms directly, it means that things can just be scheduled and automated, right? And so that makes everything easier. And we'll enhance it in the future to make sure that even unscheduled ad hoc recordings end up in the right place. So if Professor X comes in and wants to do a lecture, making sure that his idea is tagged to it and it goes in the right place makes things even easier. So we didn't quite do that today, but we will. And that'll make it really simple.
Got a few things on the horizon.
Then. Absolutely. I mean, like I mentioned, other platforms in the future as well. So, you know, there's schools out there that are using platforms like Panopto or Opencast. Those are things we're considering.
Gotcha. Very good. So, you're not the only one in this field.
No, definitely.
There's a lot of competition out there. Like we said, it's all the rage right now for higher education and boardrooms and you name it. What separates you from the others in this crowd?
Well, we have a range of products within that Pearl family that I mentioned. Right now, the one that's been really exciting for people for the past year, which we launched and started selling last June, we kind of launched at Infocom last year, is the Pearl Mini. And it's a smaller box. It has a big integrated touchscreen on the front of it. It can take three inputs with HDMI and SDI, professional audio inputs with XLR and things like that. And it kind of stands out from the crowd in the sense that it has those professional audio inputs. There's a lot of products out there that don't. They're relying on unbalanced consumer level signals.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We're using pro level signals. We can provide phantom power and run two microphones. You know, we could be doing this podcast live from a mini with no other infrastructure, just a camera and these microphones.
Nice.
And that's part of the simplicity of it. But with the big touchscreen on the front, you get your confidence monitoring, your start-stop, switching, all kind of right there on the front of it. And again, a lot of the boxes out there are just these things that you're going to hide in a closet.
You know? Sounds like a little turnkey studio.
Absolutely. That's the idea. So you could have it on a podium for the professor to do their own show in an education environment or in a small-scale live event. You could have two cameras, two microphones, and nothing else, and the Pearl, and do that. Its bigger brother, the Pearl 2, takes the same idea, except with six inputs and many more options. And so it's just a bigger, more powerful version. So a bigger studio, or maybe even just a bigger classroom. It's well-suited for that.
Nice. Love it. So for the people that don't have the luxury, like I do, to run downstairs and check out your products, where can they find out more about this?
You can always find us at epiphan.com, E-P-I-P-H-A-N.com. And all of our products are up there, our full range, from the Pearls all the way down to our USB capture cards.
Fantastic. Well, George, I really appreciate you hanging out for a few minutes, telling me what you got going on. That was it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear our full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.